I agree with virtually everything you've said, except for the first statement that I can't agree with any intervention by the North in the South is unacceptable. So I won't accept that principle. But starting backwards and moving back to that principle, I agree absolutely with you that there is a contradiction.
Would you accept the opposite, that Arabs land in New York to protect the black Americans who are severely... Would you accept it?
Yes, I would accept that. I would accept the position I'm trying to stake out, and it is vulnerable because, for one reason, because it is, you're absolutely right, premature in a way to be trying to stake it out. But I still think we need to sort out some ideals here, and the position I'm trying to sort out is a procedurally mediated position around when intervention can be undertaken. I actually think the more important sorts of issues for me that you raised is, first, the contradiction between national sovereignty and human rights, but that contradiction can't be productively solved by taking one or the other away. In fact, it's why I've sneaked the language of popular sovereignty into my analysis, because I see it as a way of shifting, a way of seeing these as equal primordial sorts of ideals that we need to attend to. Your arguments about tribunals like this and the World Social Forum taking on a very important role in this, I am in complete agreement with. In fact, I emerged here today because I learned about this tribunal 3 weeks ago, and I'm working on arguments around cosmopolitan law. I realize that cosmopolitan law theories can only take us so far, are juridified, legalistic, etc., by nature. And I see tribunals like this as potentially quite productive, what I'm now calling juridico-political spheres of experimentation, where we can experiment with ideas about how to both protect human rights, popular sovereignty, all three, and national sovereignty at the same time. So I think that is the most important challenge for tribunals like this, the World Social Forum, and civil society in general. And so, of course, that means I also agree with your argument that we need to develop a real alternative in terms of creating a genuine system that would guarantee the rights of peoples. Again, this lies absolutely at the heart of what I'm trying to argue for. I think the one important place where you will disagree with me is on what to do between now and then, right? And it is around the question of intervention.
We still have two questions before finishing with... the testimony of Sarah Flanders.